Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was faced with a dilemma this morning. I didn't know what to do, so I had choice A and choice B. Sean Morash texted me this morning to say, quote, "Do you have Ryan's number?" So in my brain, I'm thinking, Ryan, who do I know that's named Ryan? I know Adam Eaton P, who's in our fantasy baseball league. And obviously, Sean and Tiki are new to our fantasy baseball league. So I figured, all right, we're 2 weeks into the season. Sean wants to make a trade. Okay, he's reaching out for Ryan's phone number. So I supplied him with Ryan's phone number. I quickly realized that he was trying to send the customary kiss-ass text to our new boss. And congratulations to him, Ryan Hurley. I don't know much about him, but I already know he's 50 times better than Spike. So we're already off to a fantastic start, right?
Stop hating on Spike. He hasn't even left the building yet.
Whatever. Sooner the better. So I inform Ryan you may be getting a text message soon from a kiss-ass. So Sean Morash texted Adam Eaton P, also named Ryan, thinking he was our new boss. Would you like to take a listen?
Yes. Oh, hold on. You're going to read the actual text?
Ryan, this... Yeah, is there anything wrong with that?
I don't think so.
Okay. Ryan's okay with it. And by Ryan, I don't mean our boss because he wasn't involved in this.
I had no idea you had a friend named Ryan until today either.
Ryan.
You're not in on the Mets chat like
yeah.
I am.
Yeah, Tiki knew about
this. I probably should have warned you. I'm sorry. I just laughed at you.
No, that was a test. And I'm glad you didn't warn him. Because Tiki's in the text chat in which I warned Ryan about the incoming Ryan text. And Tiki kept his mouth shut.
I just chuckled a little.
Wow. Ron Dane would have told me.
Hey, Ryan. This is Sean Morash. Congrats. Absolutely awesome to get a dream job. Looking forward to working with you. Have heard nothing but good things. This is where Sean got humorous. I apologize in advance if you're a Jets and or Islanders fan. Ha, ha, ha. Love that you're a Long Island guy, too. So what do you think of that kiss-ass text to start?
I mean, it's a good way to meet somebody.
Yeah. Before you continue, this is not kiss-assing-ness. It's the right thing to do when somebody new gets hired at your place of work is to reach out.
He doesn't know anybody here, except for I've known him for a long time because I used to do stuff on ESPN radio back in the day.
So you knew him.
Of course.
Very nice.
And I just heard him mention me a half an hour earlier on Boomer and Geo, so that doubly made me feel like it was the right thing to do.
Hey, Sean, thanks for reaching out. Excited for what lies ahead this year.
This is not our boss.
No, this is Ryan, who's being very truthful with everything he says. He's excited for what lies ahead this year. I'm a Long Island guy and proud of it for sure. By the way, very true. Me and Ryan went to high school together. I'm a Rangers Giant fan, so we're good. By the way, Ryan, Adam Eaton P, Ryan McGee is his full name. Give him a shout out. He's a Ranger Giant fan, all true. Let me know if you have any suggestions for me. Huh. So Sean writes back, sounds good to me. Looking forward to meeting you. Let's go continue to kick ass. Ryan writes back, likewise. I plan on always kicking ass. What moves interest you? So now Sean gets that message. What moves interest you? He's in a very tricky spot.
Right.
Because he could say, I don't know, firing Evan interests me. Can I have his job?
Which did. I couldn't reach. I could say that, but of course that interested
me. That was going through your mind. Instead, Sean writes back, moves? Stationwide? Well, right now, the only thing interesting me is Heedle getting back on the ice.
Good answer.
As if you were talking to your boss.
As if you were, right. Ryan writes back, Heedle would have been a huge move. I mean, you and Tiki as the newcomers might be looking to make a move. So just curious, what are you thinking? And at this point, he still has no idea. Oh, haha. Honestly, we're still building something I think is strong. The three of us and then Tommy each bring something different to the table.
And then Tommy.
I think we're where we are. I think Smack I him. Like where we are and where we're headed. Then he goes on to say, I agree.
In the first full year, it takes time to build something sustainable. He's talking about the team.
It's baseball.
What do you think of Evan's iron fist rules and power trips? I heard some really don't agree with it. Now he's referring to me as the commissioner because I make a lot of rules. At that point, Sean, did you realize that maybe you weren't talking to the new boss?
I thought I was talking to the new boss. I realized three texts earlier I wasn't talking to the new boss alone.
Yeah, his response is, tell Chris I said hello, Ryan. So he thinks it's the architect telling him to send that.
That's right out of his playbook. Hey, tell Sean this, tell Sean that.
Right.
Yeah, this was very enjoyable. So when did you realize that you were talking to a fantasy manager and not the new boss?
About a minute or two later, where my iPhone and Apple finally ingested that this guy's name was Ryan, insert last name here, and not Ryan Hurley. And I said, ooh.
Oh, so your phone actually corrected it? Because you already had Ryan's name in your phone?
Yeah, I had then saved it as Ryan Hurley, and then it said, actually, contact name suggestion, Ryan this. And I went,
your phone does that.
Oh, that's
so, like,
right.
if you can share your name when you text somebody.
Right.
Or you can have it set up so it automatically shares your name. So it'll tell you when someone texts you, you don't know, oh, what number is this? Oh, likely whoever.
Does this teach you a valuable lesson, Sean?
Yeah, don't trust you.
No,
I didn't do anything, Rob. I was actually doing the right thing.
You asked for Ryan's number. He gave you Ryan's number.
The guy was just on our morning show hired as the boss. This doofus knew exactly who I was talking
about. Actually, in the morning, like, besides taking my kids to school, I wasn't listening to the radio. Sometimes I do. I listen to Boomer and Geo a lot, but I wasn't listening. And then I was building my fantasy team for the day. So when you text me about Ryan, guess what was on my mind?
Think about that.
What?
A morning in which you couldn't turn without text messages and tweets and everything about us announcing our new boss, whose name is Ryan, and your mind was on, do I make a move for freaking Dylan Tate? I mean, come on. What are we talking about?
You know what his mind was on? This is a perfect bit.
No, I swear to God, it wasn't. I promise you. I wasn't even thinking about the radio. I was thinking of, who the hell does he mean by Ryan? Oh, he probably means Ryan McGee's in our fantasy league.
And the worst part is, I cut off a conversation with my daughter. Oh. I told her to go away as my dad was picking up for school because Ryan had just answered me and I wanted to focus on texting him.
Oh, my God.
So my four-year-old didn't even get to say, I love you to daddy today.
I love how he tries to turn this on me. I love it.